In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Good morning and welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. It's a joy to be here. Somebody said at my age, it's just a joy to be anywhere. And you may be feeling that way this morning. Just a joy to be anywhere. I was sharing a couple days ago on our previous broadcast about my experience with having the COVID-19 virus and spending 12 days in hospital, 9 of them in ICU. I began to share lessons that I learned in the ICU. What wasn't canceled by COVID-19? We went through all kinds of things that have been canceled. And then we start out by saying, first of all, joy could not be canceled. Joy is not the same thing as happiness. Happiness is based on happenstance or circumstances. But joy is based on the presence of the Lord. In thy presence is fullness of joy, Psalm 16:11. We talked about it could not cancel peace, Isaiah 26:3, that will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is focused or stayed upon thee. Thirdly, COVID-19 could not cancel hope. You know, folks, we're living in a day where there's not a whole lot of hope available. Those of us that have an eternal hope, we need to be sharing that. We need to be singing about it. We need to be showing that we have hope in our heart and our mind and our lives just by the expression on our face. Romans 15:13 is an interesting verse. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. It's very important. As I believe the Word of God, as I believe God, then God will fill me with hope and all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Wow, that's a strong word. To abound in hope. In other words, there's just so much hope there that it just kind of seeps out of you. You know, everywhere you go, you just drip on people. Just the hope of the Lord. See, COVID-19 could cancel weddings and funerals and graduations and birthday parties and revivals, but it could not cancel the hope that God gives you. Then fourthly, I noted there in ICU, and I wrote it down on a little piece of paper, it could not cancel prayer. Prayer. See, I'm lying flat on my back. I can't get out of bed. But Romans 12:12 says, rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Three commands. Rejoice in hope. In other words, weeping may endure for a night, but joy does come in the morning. There is hope. Rejoice in hope. Oh, but then it says, be patient in tribulations. We don't like to tribulate very much. I didn't. I had a lot of fearful thoughts. Would I get out of here? Is this the end? And there were some things that I still felt like God wanted me to do. Be patient in tribulation. Oh, but then be constant in prayer. You know, when I think of constant in prayer, it reminds me of someone who just has a consistent twitch in their throat, a tickling, so to speak. And when that's there, you're just, you know, constantly, it's just constant. Well, the Bible says be constant in prayer. In other words, whatever we're facing, we need to come back to God and say, Lord, what about that? Lord, how should I think about that? Lord, what should my attitude be about that? And Lord, I'm not really very patient in my tribulation right now. Forgive me, Lord. We know that tribulation worketh patience, the Bible says. So it shouldn't surprise me that God is wanting to teach me patience through this tribulation. And then I remembered that the Bible taught that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and then he delights in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Isn't that reassuring? Isn't that encouraging? The steps that God leads me to take are ordered by the Lord. The songwriter said, each step I take, my Savior goes before me, and with his loving hand, he leads the way. How true that is. Each step I take. The steps of a good man and woman are ordered or directed by the Lord. But so are the stops. So are the stops. We love to do that stepping part. We don't enjoy very much the stops that are ordered by the Lord. So when I entered the emergency room on my 74th birthday, that was a stop for the next 12 days that God ordered. You know, as the children of Israel were traveling through the wilderness, every man began his day by walking out of his tent door and looking toward the tabernacle. A fourth of the tents would be on the north side, a fourth on the south side, a fourth on the east side, and a fourth on the west side, but they were all facing the tabernacle. And so each man would get up and walk out of his tent and look toward the tabernacle to see if that glory cloud, a picture of the presence of God, had risen above the tabernacle or if it was still hovering over the tabernacle. If it was still hovering, then they would know we're going to be here another day. But if it had risen, then they would know, okay, everybody pack up your stuff. Let's pack up the tent. The stops have been ordered to be done. We're moving today. And so they traveled every day, or they rested every day, based on God's choice. The steps were ordered by the Lord, but so are the stops. So I guess my question is, how you doing with the stops? See, so many things have changed. So many things in our lifestyles have changed. Oh, so many things in our schedules have changed. So many people working at home instead of working in an office. And maybe you've been complaining about that. Maybe you're frustrated that you can't be around other people. Maybe you're a people person and you can't be around other people. And God is saying, now, are you going to trust me? Remember, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. What is God trying to teach you about yourself during this time? See, in whatever process you're in, steps or stops, what is the Lord teaching you? I guess the best question is, are you teachable? Are you teachable? It's so frustrating for a teacher to teach a lesson and then somebody raises their hand and the teacher knows they haven't been listening. They've been just kind of looking around, mind wandering, and then they say, I don't understand. What don't you understand? Nothing. Wow. Not teachable. Are we teachable? Do we have a teachable spirit? And by the way, it doesn't make a difference how long you've been saved. You may be a senior saint that has been saved for years and years and years. But it's so easy for you to get set in your ways. And your theme song is, I shall not be moved. Because you don't learn anymore. You don't change anymore. And sometimes God has to hit you upside the head to increase your hearing. See, that's what God did for me. I told our pastor, I'd like to pastor here with you and the rest of the staff until I'm 80, which is 6 more years. That wasn't God's plan. And so when the Lord said to me, retire now. So our house had to be, you know, it was having to be sold. And by the way, folks, I hate moving. Are you with me? Do you understand that? And selling probably 80% of your furniture because you know you're going to be moving into a small apartment somewhere. I mean, it's change. But the question is, do we have a teachable spirit? Are we where God can say to us, as he said to Abraham, I want you to leave the Ur of the Chaldees, and I want you to go somewhere, and I'll tell you when you get there. And his wife Sarah says, we're going where? I don't know. Well, then how are you going to know when we get there? God said he'd tell me. Seriously? We're going to leave everything we got here. And, of course, Ur was a beautiful, very progressive city. A lot of people there. And Abraham said, we're going to become pilgrims, Sarah. Well, she wasn't real pilgrim-oriented at that point and wasn't real excited. No teachable spirit, see? Is that the way you are? Is God trying to teach you something? Is God trying to change something in your life, but you're resisting? You remember when God spoke to Samuel as a little boy? He simply called his name. Samuel went to Eli several times and said, you called me? He said, no, I didn't call you. Go lay down again. Finally, Eli had enough spiritual sense to say, next time you hear the voice, simply say, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. Of course, the next time he heard the voice, that's what Samuel said. And God gave him the message for his life and the message for his ministry. I wonder if God is waiting for you to say, speak, Lord. I'm listening, and I want to be obedient. Now, when the message came to little Samuel, it was not a sweet message, an encouraging message. It was a message of God's judgment upon Eli, the priest, the high priest. It was a message on God's judgment upon the nation because of his wickedness, allowing his sons to be so wicked. But he gave a little boy that message. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. So whatever God is saying to you this morning, why don't you get on your knees? Or if you can't physically get on your knees, why don't you get on your knees in your heart and simply lay the rest of your life out to him? That's what I did in the ICU. That's what I did when they said you almost didn't make it. I said, okay, Lord, whatever the last thing you want me to do might be, no salary, no insurance, no security. Okay, Lord, whatever it takes to draw closer to you, that's what I'm willing to do. In Jesus' name, I trust. That's what you will be willing to do as well. Till the next time, may the Lord bless you.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.